I often wonder to myself, what do I look like from the view of someone else? Not like my physical appearance as much as, well, I am speaking of spiritual appearance, what my mental appearance looks like, what my emotional appearance is to others. I know what I look like. I know that I'm not an unattractive person to most people. However, being pretty, having a beautiful face, does not excite me to the extent of having a beautiful soul, having a beautiful heart, having a beautiful spirit. Not because I need someone else's validation or approval, but literally for people to be able to see who God created me to be and not who I personally wanted to necessarily become. And becoming okay personally with who you are called to be. As I circulate thoughts in this moment, the next thought that comes to mind is, in knowing who I am, I don't want anything in this world to change me because I'm not of this world. Like, I'm here, I live here, I understand the concepts and the principles of society. However, being a believer of God and knowing history, background, yada, 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 it's really important for me to understand the concept of life that we know it and the potential for living in general. And with that, I don't want to get caught up in stuff and things. I want to be as pure-hearted as I can while living the best life that I can, as comfortable as possible, and able to uplift, build, and help others. Now, other people's objectives are not my concern. Their desire to be financially wherever or materially whatever, that is not my part to be concerned with. My part to be concerned with is being the vessel that I was created to be to help the people that I can reach, teach, motivate, and help apply and become wise, and not in my eyes, but in God's eyes. My job is to help those people. Now, what if they know the core soul of their purpose is not really on me? If they know their purpose and don't follow through with their purpose, it's not really on me. My part is doing my part and trusting God for whoever else to do whatever their part is supposed to be, because my job is not to know and carry out or chastise people into do their parts. My job is not to study your part just to know other people's parts, just to tell people how to do their part. My part is to help you identify within yourself what your part is so you can carry that part out. Now, I cannot identify what your part is. I can only help you identify the tools, the skills, the talents, and the gifts that God has given you and encourage you to use who you are naturally so that you can figure out what your part is. But I can't tell you your part. I can't chastise you about not playing your part. It's not that I can't. I will not chastise you about playing your part or not playing your part, because if I get distracted with trying to tell you how to do what you're supposed to be doing, then I can't do what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm supposed to be accountable for my part, helping you understand yourself so that you can know your purpose and your part. Now, at some point, this may be an investable resource, but at this moment, it's something that I do because it's needed. Not enough people know their part. Not enough people know their purpose. Not enough people know themselves. Not enough people can be set aside by themselves long enough to hear God on their own in order to do what will make them the strongest individual they were created to be. I am the coach. I am the encouragement. I am to help you identify what's inside of you that you may not see, but I can recognize, I can sense it, I can feel it, to help you heal in the areas that you need to heal. I'm like a low-key doctor for real. And I'm not a Dr. Phil and I'm not a Dr. Dre and I haven't gone to college to get my PhD or my MBA or any I have my bachelor's in the sense of which I study people and I'm able to help people identify things that are making them unhappy, things that can be blocking them, things that they could do. I am a spiritual doctor of sorts, to tell the truth. That's why cardiologist of the emotionally scarred is the title that was given to me long before I understood what that meant. Because I help fix the heart by helping the heart to identify why it started. What was the purpose? What was the soul plan that you signed up for with God before you landed on this planet? Before you was birthed through your mother's womb, the things that God knew about you have to connect with God in a way so that you can know them for yourself, so that God can help reveal to you who you are, who you supposed to be. And one a part of my role, my position, is to help be that connector, to help be that intercessor, the person that can pray for you and help hear for you so that you can heal, so that I can help interpret the healing, because I can't heal for you, but I can help you understand how to heal yourself through the experiences that we share through intercessory prayer, through communication and understanding, so that I know who I'm dealing with, because it's important that I know you. If I have to intertwine with you in order to work with you in any type of way, I have to get to know who you are and your character, because that's important. Are you coachable? Can I help you build you into the best version of you and then sell who you really are to people in a way that you won't lose you though? Because a lot of people don't know who they are, so they are able to lose themselves. The goal is where you will never again lose you. Because you will never lose your purpose. You will never lose your insight. You will never lose your wisdom. You will never lose the lessons that you've learned through the life experiences that you've gained through the course of life that you've experienced in this lifetime. Because when you become strong in yourself, when you learn yourself, when you apply the things that you've gone through and get the lessons from each of it, and you, okay, I know how in this situation, what I should have learned, what can I take from this, and now I'm going to apply it to my life. And based on how I apply it to my life, it will unveil a new blessing. It will tell me which way I need to, how I need to handle things differently, so I don't ex continue to experience things exactly the same. But I can't tell you how your experiences would have taught you what it should have taught you, how you should change your ways or adjust so that you can, because I don't know what results you really want. Yeah, everybody tell you what your goals are to be successful, to have money, but the goal is for none of the things that make you successful to change you, because you know you so much that these things just help you extend who you are outwardly. Not they make you become somebody new, because you already know who you are. If you get to be the best version of yourself thoroughly before you get a whole bunch of money, the money will be an extension of your hand, your reach, your span, your blessings, your favor. It will extend that outwardly. And although you may do things to build up that success and the things that will help you thrive inwardly, it won't be about those things. It'll still be about ministry. And ministry is simply servanthood. Servanthood is being a vessel. Being a vessel can come in many parts. It can be a prophetic vessel. It can be a handy vessel. Not everybody is equipped to fix stuff. Not everybody is equipped to pray. Not everybody is equipped to really learn how to cook. Like, you can be taught how to cook, but not everybody just naturally knows these things. Not everybody is naturally skilled at a lot of different things. And if we take what we are naturally skilled, gifted, and talented in, and optimize off of those things while strengthening the things that we may be weak in, then we will be the best versions of ourselves, because then our weaknesses also become strengths. And then you can find and connect with other strong people. And then you don't have to worry about why these people are away or those people didn't come. Or this is allows the separation to contribute to your wholeness, because now that you are whole, now that your weaknesses and your strengths, now you're the best version of the person that you were created on this earth to be. You can connect to people that identify with being the best versions of themselves, or those open to becoming the best versions of themselves. As you become the best version of yourself, you'll have a low tolerance for people that are okay with mediocre living. And mediocre living is just settling for whatever the quick fix is versus investing into something more thorough, investing into something more sound and more worthwhile, and taking their time to be alone for a minute so they can learn themselves and get an understanding of who they are. But it's not just about being alone, it's about getting an understanding of yourself, learning from who you are, what you've been through, and understanding what you have the potential to become. Because when you get around other whole people, they're talking about being whole and progressing and helping other people be whole, because wholeness is a thing that not everyone experiences. And then once the wholeness is present, then being in your entirety, it becomes an extension, because now you want other people to feel the joy of being whole. But that comes in purpose. And when you become purposeful and you get to know the depths of your own soul, you can be set aside for such a time as the appointed people to arrive, the people that vibe with you, the people that's a part of your tribe. Now, because everybody that you interact with is not a part of your tribe, some people are people you're supposed to interact with and depart. Some people you're supposed to be associates with. Some people you're supposed to do business with but not be friends with. And then there are those that will be friends, and those will be family, and those will be closer than a brother or sister and, really bond with. But as you become whole, you understand and begin to know what's really good for you, what's really healthy for you, what is really prosperous for who you were created to be, your potential, your wholeness, your fullness, and so much more. So, just understanding how to play your part, knowing your part and position, and then making sure that who you perceive yourself to be is who others also have the ability to receive you in. Now, somebody may perceive you wrong, but as long as you're displaying your real natural self in its most authentic way, then it's not as much about what they perceive you as what they know their potential to be. Because some people just gonna hate, some people just not gonna want to perceive you or receive you or whatever. That's not neither here or there. But knowing that you're talented and gifted, there are those that will identify that for you and say, "Hey, do you recognize your potential?" Now, some would do it to see if they can take advantage, and the others would do it because they want you to be the best version of yourself. I'm the person that wants you to be the best version of yourself. With that being said, I hope this helps you grow. I hope this helps you understand and know my role, my perspective, and how I hope the perception is of what I am doing. That's how it looks from the outside looking in, because from the inside, it feels as though I am very purposeful, and the detachment from money, stuff, things, and people helps my purposefulness to be identified. Although I'm not doing it to be accepted by anyone else, it just helps me understand for myself what it is. What it is. Oh, what it is. Rocksteady, baby. What it is.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.